How you stand and your posture is very important when you're having a conversation for keeping that relationship connected.
Hello, and welcome to the Lucy Liu Show, the fueling station for your mind, business, and life. And now, here's your host, Lucy Liu.
Research shows approximately 55% of all communication comes from body language. Can you imagine what an advantage it would be to your career and your personal life if you were able to hear what is not being said? And that is exactly why I had to invite Dr. Patty Ann to come on the show and talk to us about body language. Dr. Patty Ann is an internationally acclaimed relationship, emotional, intelligence and communication expert. She is the host of the Dr. Patty Ann podcast, a global keynote speaker, and a frequent guest expert on every major TV and print media platform. Oh my goodness. I am so excited to welcome Dr. Patty Ann.
Thank you so much, Lucy, for being here. I am so excited to have this conversation with you.
Beautiful. So, the only thing I can recall growing up about body language that I've learned was that we should mirror the body language of the person we're speaking to for a better connection. Is that true?
Yes and no. Okay. If you're in a, if the person is engaged, right, and you're in a job interview and the person that's interviewing you leans forward, you may want to lean forward with them to let you know you're making that connection. But if you're in a conversation and certainly a job interview and the person sits back and crosses their hands like this and crosses their feet in a closed position, I would suggest you not mirror that, right? What you want to do is to try to open them up. So that's sort of kind of pop psychology, but it works some of the time, but not all of the time.
So when would be the best time to mirror someone's body language?
When you feel that they are connected to you and engaged in the conversation. If you are telling a story and somebody is leaning in, I would lean in with them in an appropriate way. If somebody has their hands like up in the air, you might not be comfortable having your hands up in the air, but you might be comfortable having your hands open, which is a welcoming gesture. So we really have to use a little bit of common sense when it comes to it, to this, because the truth of the matter is, when we do mirror people, more often than not, we do it unconsciously.
And you have a wonderful, wonderful free resource on your website about the 10 tools we can use to better understand body language. So let's go through some of these tools. What would you say is the most common body language that you've encountered?
Okay, so this applies for Zoom, video. You can't do this with audio, but anytime you're looking at somebody through any platform, I believe, and I agree with the fact that the eyes are the windows to the soul. As a matter of fact, the eyes literally look into your brain. So I had a conversation with somebody I was coaching once, and her mother went to the eye doctor to get an exam. And the doctor said to her, oh my gosh, you have to go to the emergency room right away. You're having a stroke, because he looked into her brain and he saw that. So the eyes literally look into your brain. And we also say they look into your soul. So I think the eyes are very important to be able to read body language. Obviously, if somebody is looking at you, you probably have their attention. You might not have their complete full attention, but it's actually impossible to not pay attention to somebody when you're looking at them in the eyes. And that's why as parents, we say to our children, look at me when I'm speaking to you, because it's impossible not to listen. Okay. When somebody's eyes are like shifting, you clearly don't have their attention and they might be thinking of wanting to get away, or manipulate, or not tell a truth. If their eyes are looking up to the left, I think what they're doing is people are following you and relating to what you're saying. They're processing it. But the most important aspect of your eyes is to be able to see if someone's telling, if they're genuine, if their smile is genuine. If when you're smiling, you get what I have, or these crow's feet or crinkles on the side of your eyes, that's a genuine smile. But if somebody's smiling and you don't have those crinkles, it's not a genuine smile and you know something is up. So I think the eyes are very important. Make sense? Any questions?
I love that. And, you know, when you mentioned eye, I automatically thought of eyebrows as well.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because when I speak, I raise my eyebrows without any intention. Like, mm-hmm. I don't notice it. I don't have a feeling for it. But people tell me that I always raise my eyebrows naturally as I speak.
And how do you interpret that?
It's a natural part of my life, but I've learned that there's actually emotions behind it. But for mm-hmm. me, when I'm speaking, I don't feel any of those emotions though.
Mm-hmm. Usually raising your eyebrows can be interpreted as like an engaged surprise. Like when you're speaking, you might be sharing something with someone that you think they don't know. So it's like, oh my gosh, you have to hear this, right? I think my eyebrows just went up. So there's almost an element of surprise. Now, if the eyebrows go up and it furrows and your face furrows, that's a very different message. That could be frightening or disagreement. But the eyebrows up are usually excitement and engagement.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, before we even go any further, let's give our audience some more examples of how body language or learning to read body language can help them in their lives.
Okay, here is a great example, and that has to do with the distance between you and the speaker, okay? I'm pretty sure we've all experienced that person that invades our personal space. And they come up to you, and you find, if you don't literally move back, you find yourself stepping back, all right? So that aspect of a personal space, I would say if somebody comes into your space, It's a boundary issue. So be aware of that message that you're getting. The other big part of body language is if somebody has like their foot out the door, like facing exit, they're probably not really present for what you're saying, or maybe for 1 second and they're really on a rush. Think about if you meet someone, you're walking and you stop to talk, and their body is still positioned away from you completely, then that's indicative that you don't have their full attention. So if you're at work and your boss has that body language and you ask to speak to them if it's a good time and they say, sure, yes, and they do that, say, you know what, I don't think it looks like you're busy. How about we talk another time? Because you never want to talk to somebody if they're not really available to you. And that's where you get into the whole, I told you, no, you didn't. I told you, no, I didn't. You're both right. You did tell somebody, but they weren't listening because they weren't fully present. So when you're speaking with somebody, you really want to be very relaxed, have your feet with hip length apart, right? And be very relaxed, as opposed to like your shoulders up and like you're ready for bear and you're so tense. And you can feel this from somebody and you can feel it from yourself. So sidebar, if you're going to have a difficult conversation with anyone in your life and you feel yourself being tense, literally do deep breathing. That will force all the energy to go through your body and your shoulders won't be like earrings on your ears. They'll come down and it centers you and you're grounded and it allows you to be forward and present. Because how you stand and your posture is very important when you're having a conversation for keeping that relationship connected.
Thank you for your wisdom. But now that we've learned these discrepancies, there could be a discrepancy between what they're actually saying, but from their body language, we might be getting a different message, right? From the nonverbal communication, we're getting a different message that maybe they're not present or they're not really saying what they mean to say. Mm-hmm. What would you suggest that? Do we immediately ask them for clarification or, you know, the misunderstanding? Would you suggest us to go ahead and clarify the miscommunication or the discrepancy?
I am so glad you asked that question because so much grief comes from misunderstanding during communications or not hearing what's being said, not hearing what's being felt, or there's a discrepancy between verbal and nonverbal. What I very strongly suggest you do anytime that happens is in a very appropriate way, say to the person, oh my gosh, I'm actually a little confused because I hear you saying yes, but your body language suggests no, or you're not so thrilled about it. So for example, you're with a friend and you're picking out if you want to go to dinner Friday night and your friend goes, sure. You would say, well, you're saying sure, but your arms are crossed. The tone of your voice dropped. You moved your head. You don't look thrilled about it. And then often they'll say, no, no, I really do want to go, but these are my concerns, or I don't want to go, but I don't want to hurt your feelings. So absolutely ask for clarification. Do not assume.
Yeah.
I would suggest that it's the body language that's usually the truth, because many times, again, it's unconscious, coming from a good place.
Yeah, I agree with you. Go for the clarification and don't leave today, you know, with confusion or misunderstanding mm-hmm. that you might regret later on.
Right, right. And what would happen many times with making plans is then if you have dinner plans for Friday at 7 o'clock and the person really didn't want to go for whatever reason, inevitably you'll get a text or an email or a phone call saying, oh, I feel really badly. I have to cancel, whatever reason, because they were never really engaged in the event to begin with.
Yeah, it has to be a win-win situation for both, too.
Right. And sometimes people really don't want to hurt your feelings. Mm-hmm. You know, they genuinely like, well, it's not really a good idea, but I'll say yes, and maybe I'll figure it out. So it's the classic road to hell paved with good intentions.
That is so true. We're such natural born people pleasers and overthinkers and perfectionists. Right? We're so good at
women
things.
Anyway. Yeah.
Awesome. So in your days coaching your clients and traveling the world speaking, is there a favorite quote that you go by?
Well, I actually just use one of them. The road to hell is paved with good intentions. But I think there's several of them, but I would suggest I really like Socrates' quote, know thyself, because so many people go through life having no understanding of who they really are and therefore what they want and how they want to live their life and the legacy they want to leave. And consequently, since they don't know who they are, they don't really understand how they are impacting the people around them.
That's deep. There's a deeper level to living life.
Yeah. Well, because if you don't know yourself, you don't know you don't really understand your emotions. And many times, this is one everyone can relate to. There are so many people that go through life pissing everybody off, and they have no clue. They have no clue.
And that is the importance of learning communication and emotional intelligence. And that is exactly why you should be following Dr. Patty Ann. So where can we find you?
Okay, so I'm on all social media platforms. I would love for people to go to my website and download my free report in body language, www.drpattyann.com. And I'm on LinkedIn, I'm on Twitter, I'm on Facebook, all drpattyann.com. It's all me. And Instagram, all me.
Thank you.
To all the beautiful souls listening, thank you for joining me on this episode of The Lucy Liu Show. When I'm not podcasting, I am coaching high-achieving women in life transitions, getting unstuck, kissing overwhelm goodbye and living a more joyful and fulfilled life through strategic goal setting and mindset transformation. It would mean the world to me if you subscribe, rate, or share this with a friend. And don't forget to join me for the next episode. Remember, there is always a way and more blessings are coming your way. For free resources and show notes, head over to lucyloucoaching.com.